The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio, waiting to take your calls on your health. Perhaps you've had a problem. If you tried, you've applied, you've done all kinds of things and can't figure out what to do about, you know, fixing it permanently. Well, here's your opportunity. Give us a call. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. See what we can do to help you start out this year the right way, you know, without pain, without all kinds of impairment and impediments, and to get you off the drugs that you might be taking that really might or might not be necessary. But we'll talk about that as we go through. Have a great program, and we're starting out 2020 with our first in-house continuing education program this coming Wednesday evening, January the 8th at 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. And that program is going to be on headaches, chronic headaches. I know some of you had some after New Year's Eve, but that was from a different kind of pollution. We can talk about that as well. But we're going to be talking about headaches from a, you know, what are they? Are they neurological from a structural base? Was it injury patterns, biochemical insult, like we just talked about a little bit, or were there emotional stress and strains? And that's going to be the topic this Wednesday evening, the 8th at 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. But more importantly, here in studio, and your host, your presenter this Wednesday night, talking about chronic headaches, you know, that stuff that you got to take all the meds for, none other than Dr. Scott Lamp. Dr. Scott, welcome.
Well, welcome. Good afternoon.
It's that time of the year.
Yeah, and welcome back to the regular time frame.
I know, 12 o'clock, but you know what? We're going to confuse everybody because we'll be here at 12 o'clock on Sundays, which has been historically our spot for decades.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, we get bumped in September for Redskins season. So we negotiated, and the good news and the bad news. The good news is that starting February the 2nd, Sunday, February the 2nd, we will be at 11 o'clock in the morning, just an hour earlier than we are right now. But the good news as well is that we won't get bumped Redskins season. We're going to be here ongoing. So tell your friends that the time frame has changed. They'll be all over the internet. 11 a.m. on Sunday mornings we will be here. And I know many of you will be in church. But, you know, if it conflicts, you can always get the program streamed either by going to RozelleCare.com, going to WMAL on their website. You can check it out there, or you can always check all of our programs if you go to RozelleCare.com, and it'll lead you into Rozelle Radio, and it's all there. We have education after educational component for you, just, you know, for your listening and viewing pleasure. So February the 2nd, write it down. We will be here at 11 a.m. in the morning, but for the month of January, we'll still be here at 12 o'clock noon. But the good news is we don't get bumped again, ever.
That was a great segue, wasn't it?
It was. Thank you very much. I appreciate Dr. Scott, you're going to be talking about headaches, and this whole programming thing sometimes gives me a major headache. I think that's the stress component of what we're talking about. But when we're talking about chronic headaches and people suffer from headaches, what's the impact really to the population?
I think it's one of the top three, I think, neurological type of disorders that people go to medical doctors or to seek for help is headaches themselves. And you're talking about cost-wise, you've seen through different articles and things anywhere from 17 to about 30 to $40 billion worth of cost. You got to start wrapping in lost days. You know, if somebody has a true migraine headache, they say that roughly about 91% of those people, when they have that full blown, they can't work. So there's going to have opportunities lost at work that are going to be there for quite some time.
So you're talking about a significant financial impact as well, not only to the person, the employer, to the economy.
Exactly. So, I mean, it takes them out. So it's interesting. And when we talk about headaches, there's such a huge amount of different possibilities that cause it. You started in the very beginning of the program about talking about the differences between a structural component versus a nutritional component versus an emotional component. They all play a part in it. And I think when we talk about headaches themselves. You're talking about, are we getting oxygen to the brain? Are we pinching a nerve area that's associated with it? And all those can be disrupted by diet, could be disrupted by a structural thing, can be disrupted for attention, for an emotional ailment.
You know, it's an interesting situation. My history and how I got into the profession that I'm in, and those of you know that my first degree is in chiropractic, I was off to medical school. Mm-hmm. And I had these thoughts of being this OBGYN surgeon and so forth and so on. Well, my wife, Sue and I were engaged at the time. Sue had chronic migraines from the time she was about 5 years old. Mm-hmm. And they got progressively worse over the years to the point where they were devastating. And in college, she would lose a day to sometimes 2 days a week, either from the migraine or the medication that she was taking at the time. And how they wanted to treat her, they were sure that it was a covering, a dural covering, a cord covering that was being irritated by something, but they didn't know what it was medically. And they decided that what they were going to do is they were going to fuse her neck, her entire neck, right, to take away all the motion out of it so they could stop the irritation, right? And I said, I don't think so. And I decided to find out what this craziness thing was called chiropractic. Mm-hmm. Before I went off to medical school, I had about 10 months to wait. I was going to spend a couple semesters and check out all the hullabaloo and so forth. Well, the short end of a long story was that we decided to enter in a structural clinic, just, you know, straight manual adjusting procedures, which is part, obviously, of what we do, and we add so much mm-hmm. more to that. And within literally 30 days, her headaches were completely gone.
That's awesome.
Nothing. They were totally gone. She stayed under care for a period of time to correct the structural deviations and curvatures. And to this day, all these years later, I've been in practice 43 years, and that's when we were still in school. So 46, 7 years ago, she's never had another headache from that other than my giving her one.
Yeah, I think one of the things, and I think the thing is interesting when you put the body back on the normal and have the body be able to do its own innate ability to kind of work on some of the things, it's amazing how things come back. You know, when we talk about headaches, I think one of the first things is really one of the best things at least a physician do is really do a really good history. And we talk about things because that kind of differentiate what kind of columns you're going to go into. Is it a structural? Is it a chemical? It's usually a combination of the type of things. And I think when you're talking about having your headaches, when do they happen? Does it happen at work? Is it not happen at work? What happens with your diet? What happens 2 hours before you eat to have it 2 hours after you eat? What happens in regards to do you chew gum? All these different things. One, chewing gum is a mechanical action that can throw off a jaw, that can throw off a muscle called the temporalis on the side of your head that actually can cause a decrease of oxygen, and all of a sudden I got a temporal headache from a jaw problem. There's multiple things, but the key thing is really taking a very, very good history, and that's what we do, and we look at the dietary aspects. You can think about, and you can even jump over to things like gallbladder. I mean, one of the things with the gallbladder is that if you take a look at the acupuncture meridian that we're talking about, the gallbladder meridians run across the back
the
and forth the top of the head.
Yep.
And also, if you got pressure back on the gallbladder itself, the phrenic nerve comes back and runs up all the way up in the chest, up the side of the neck into your head.
So you're getting into neurology and pathways that most of our listeners are saying, huh, what? Sounds good, but you know, what are these things all about?
But it's the history. Get the right history on the person. What are they doing for dietary-wise? That's what we do in our office. What are they doing structurally-wise? You know, it's like, it's interesting. It's like where somebody coming in and is like, oh, I got these headaches at the end of my day. On Friday it was worse, but Monday I feel better. They're like, okay, so what are you doing at work? You mean, there's those type of things. Or I wake up with a headache. And that could be a couple different things, but it could also be your pill, or it could be, you talk about thyroid as being an issue.
Thyroid, a headache dull in the morning that feels like a hat band around the entirety of your head is always, generally, we'll say 98% of the time is a thyroid function problem.
Yeah, and it's history. Really take a look at the history and then doing your follow-up of objective findings to find what those are. And I think we do a very, very good job in our office because of the way we look at that combination of structure, chemistry, emotion. It could be from your neck. And if you talk about when you look at a headache, what's in your head? Do you have eye strain? Well, you got eyes there. You got sinuses. Sinuses cause some problems. You got a jaw. You got a jaw particular problem. You got a neck area that can cause problems from injury or bad postures and things like that. And the chiropractic element, cranial distribution, if that's doing the right thing, if it's actually working the way it's supposed to, or is it off? Ear infections can cause headaches. You can also have teeth pain. All those things need to be objectively taken.
Well, sure. You know, and the thing is with injury and when it comes to headaches, you have to take a look at what's happened over a period of many years as well. When was the very first time that the patient exhibited the problem? Was there a car accident? Was there a fall? Did the patient take a punch as a kid? Delivery of a child, forceps, a breech, suction, so forth.
Right.
All of those manipulate the 22 bones of the skull.
Yeah, and then in time, current, and then past time, you really got to take a good history to see where those are, and you can start making and building a story that creates the problem.
Let's talk about muscle contraction headaches, which is really the most common form of headache.
Tension headaches. Right.
But those are a result of their muscle contractions, but they spin into a chronic cycle because then they affect the hard components of the neurological components of the spinal system. How does that all come? That's really what drives most of these headaches. Migraine headaches are true migraine. Is really only about 8 or 9% of all the headaches.
But what causes a migraine headache? A tension headache.
It's going to work every day.
So you get all those combinations. And I think, you know, I talk about before with you, death, taxes, and gravity. We're constantly in this mode of where our positional things and the things that we work and interact with, again, computers and cell phones and things and past injuries, and the body's going to try to adapt. When you're in proper posture, your body is balanced, the tone of your muscles are good, but when you start going out and you're drifting out of those, we start putting more additional pressures on these muscles and the contraction starts happening. And we start having these like small pain patterns the body telling us we're having compensations. And if we, over a period of time, and all of a sudden those become fixed, and all of a sudden they stay all the time. And especially when you start having pains that start from slightly to almost, and they start to have incurring more and more and more often, you got to listen to your body. And I think that's the key thing. When we have symptoms, it's a sign you got to do something about it.
You know, here's an interesting story of a headache. And it actually just came in about a month ago, walked into our office, as many of these things do, unbeknownst. This one guy came in and all kinds of crazy headaches, starting his neck and shoulders, goes up the top of his head in front of his eyes. And I looked and I looked and I asked the question. He's about 38, 39 years old. I said, you know, have you ever been hurt? What did you do in college? And so I said, well, I didn't do any really, you know, hard impact sports. I said, did you play sports? He said, yes. And I said, what's that? And he said, I was a swimmer. He says, actually, I was a diver. I said, you were a diver. He said, yeah, so you're bouncing off a board. So immediately I said, take your shoes and socks off. And here I see these perfectly flat feet, more so on one side than the other. And I went to the transition point between his neck and shoulders, and I put some pressure on it, and I thought the guy was going to swing at me because it was so painful. And I said, you just gave me a headache behind my eye. So I went down, and I taped his feet to raise the arch on both feet, and I went back, and all the pain was gone. It came from his feet. And so the point is that we see things like that on a regular basis, and people suffer continually because of things that really, they're not being looked at. They're looking at the target, the head.
Whole body.
Whole body.
And I've had that a couple of times where I had somebody come in and you have the arch is falling on one side. So what happens with that? The arch drops down. The tibia rotates in. The hip drops down. We get some problems the rest of the way up.
We're in studio. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo live. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on anything. We're talking about headaches, and you know, probably by the end we're going to realize that you got one. So give us a call. Let's see if we can talk you through it. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rizzo here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo live. We are in studio. Sunday already, and we're back. We're back. Redskins season's over. Unfortunately for them, but good for us. We're back in our normal position. As I said earlier, for the rest of January and then starting February the 2nd, Sunday the 2nd, we will move to a permanent new time at 11 a.m. for the rest of the year, and we won't get bounced again. We won't get bumped because of NFL season. So we're excited about that. We know that for some of you it's going to be a little bit more of a challenge. You're going to have to pick us up on either Roselle Center for Healing website. That's RoselleCare.com, RoselleCare.com. And make sure that you spend some time at it. There's all kinds of information on that website, not only the radio programs, and they're there for your learning. In studio today, Dr. Scott Lamp, we're talking about our first in-house continuing education program coming up this Wednesday evening, January the 8th at 7 p.m. at the Roselle Center for Healing in Fairfax. We're just off the National Capital Beltway. Love to have you there as our guest. And this is a night that you're going to learn a tremendous amount of data. We're going to be talking about chronic headaches, where they stem from, whether they're structural, chemical, emotional, and what you can do about them, more importantly. And that's the thing. And all you got to do is go online, go to RoselleCare.com, register. There's a little box that says register now. Click it, and it'll go in there. We'll confirm. And I promise you, you will not walk away with anything more than a profound understanding of why you got a headache and what you can do about it. So please join us. Dr. Scott, welcome back. You know, offline, we're talking about the incidence and prevalence of headaches that really should get your attention. You know, the one, I mean, obviously, if you're in pain, you don't want to be in pain because you have nausea, you have imbalance, you have all kinds of things. But people are always thinking the worst. In my old cliche of, you know, when you hear hoofbeats, you know, look for horses, not zebras.
Right.
When is it really a zebra? When is it really something that is a tumor, is a cancer, is a stroke, it's something of that nature?
Well, I think the thing is when you have a headache, especially one that's like, this is the worst headache I've ever had in my entire life, that's probably going to be an indication, a red flag for you. Do I have to go to the ER and get that checked out and make sure you got to take care of the life-threatening things that are there? Also, when you start combining it with things like, well, I have a headache and all of a sudden I start losing vision. There's the whole things with the stroke elements where you start losing facial changes, my limb paralysis starts happening. So let's not forget about when something like that happens and in that severity, think ER, because we got to make sure that those are the things that can take you out.
You know, when you're talking about the headaches that are, you know, they get your attention. You need to get to the hospital. You need to do something about it. And aneurysms, things of that nature, hemorrhagic bleeding, you've got a clot, you've got something that's just busted a vessel, and now you got a problem. Those are dangerous, and as Dr. Scott just said, they require that you get it taken care of quickly. But we're talking about just a very small percentage of any type of headache. They generally are not. And when you go to have an evaluation done and you have a headache that you've never had before, that's probably the key. It's never been like this before, or something's different. And you have to pay attention to your body. At that point, it's up to the doctor to make sure that they're doing what they should be doing and looking at your history, doing a very thorough examination, including a neurological exam, and you know, testing every muscle, see if there's any differences in symmetry relative to muscle expression. All of those things are critical. But again, what I want to say to you, they make up just a very, very small percentage, if you will, of any type of headache.
Yeah, and it's probably 1% to 2%. Sometimes you might see 3% somewhere. Those are the numbers that usually happen with those. Majority of them are not. But on the other hand, you have to go with caution. Again, as Tom's talking about, it's one of those ones, I've never had a headache like this. This is the worst thing I've ever felt. Listen to that, because that might save your life.
It's incredibly important that you know. And, you know, this one's in the evening. It's an opportunity for you to be able to get enough information to distinguish. But more importantly, are you suffering with something that you don't need to suffer with? And is there another step other than the medications that you're taking to quiet down to make a difference? Let's go to the phones. Mark, thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good, sir. Thank you for calling us.
My wife has, like, really bad migraines, and she's gone to multiple doctors. She's gone to a nasal doctor. She's gone to, she's gone and had, like, different checks done, like, they can't find anything, and she gets these really bad migraines, and, like, it takes her out.
How long ago did you start with them?
Probably about 8 years ago. Like, she's always really had migraines.
Okay, so it's a chronic situation. If you listen to the beginning of the program, I was talking about how I ended up doing what I'm doing, and my wife had migraines from the time she was 5-6 years old. And part of the problem was, and actually the entire situation, was that she had a cervical curve, meaning her neck curvature, that had reversed itself, had gone backwards instead of in a normal position. And that was putting pressure on the cord and the nerves from the back of the head. Go ahead. You were about to say something. I interrupted you.
She does have a little bit of scoliosis, but
there you go.
Nobody's been able to figure it out.
Has she been to a chiropractor or an osteopath?
Yes, sir. Yes, doc.
And have they been able to help her at all? Mark?
No, sir. They haven't been able to help her.
Okay, so
everybody doesn't know what's going on.
So what I would suggest is she just wants information. Have her attend the program. You guys are in Fairfax. You're very close by. Have her attend the program. There's no cost, and she'll come away with an understanding of not only what might be the problem, but things that she can ask when she's evaluated. And that's the most important thing. What do you ask? How do you put it together? Headaches are a symptom of something not working the way it's supposed to. And if you're able to evaluate the history, as Dr. Scott was saying, and pull it apart piece by piece by piece, doing an examination that is complete from above down, and looking at the biochemical pathways, meaning, you know, the things that you eat. My mantra that we all should avoid are sugars and sodas and coffee and black teas and fast food, fried foods, alcohol, gluten, additives, preservatives, and it goes on, GMO products. In today's world, you may find that there's an inflammatory trigger. You have to look at hormone levels. You have to look at posture patterns.
Yeah, and one of the things is, Mark, is when we take a look at, especially you, like Tom was just talking about, those things that would be allergies and things are there. There are some things, and there's certain patterns on the structural part of the cranial system that we'll see typically with allergies. And I want to go into the details of it because Tom doesn't like me to be too specific on it. But those things are important to look at in regards to taking care of that. Also, energetics play a big part too. When we talk about acupuncture, we talk about blood flow. So we'll have to catch up with you here.
We're coming up to the midpoint of the program. We're going to come back and give you a little bit more data on this, but it's important to understand the intimacies of what's really going on, and then you can treat it successfully. There's very few headaches that can't be helped. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. We will be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We are in studio at our normal Sunday spot at 12 noon. As I said, unfortunately, we're only going to be here for about 30 days, and then we're moving to 11 o'clock at 12 noon. But the good news on that is that we will be here permanently, and we won't get bumped in the fall for Redskins games and so forth in NFL season. So we're here back in studio on a permanent basis. So join us at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. We're starting off the new year, Dr. Scott, with your program this Wednesday evening. Yeah. And it's going to be on chronic headaches and things that go bump in the night, if you will, mm-hmm. and distinguishing whether they're a migraine and what's the cause and the triggering pattern of the migraine. We know a migraine is a vascular headache, mm-hmm. But what's causing the inflammatory pathway? Was biochemistry? Is it neurological? Is it compression? Is there injury? Is it coming from a distal portion of the body? Is it an emotional stress pattern that doesn't go away? Are we harboring and internalizing things? And I know you're going to go through all of that. And all you have to do to register is go to RozelleCare.com. That's RozelleCare, RozelleCare.com, and hit the button that says register now. Plug it in, and then we will confirm. We'll send you a note and say, hey, you know, this is what we're going to be. But those of you who heard Dr. Scott before know that you will walk away with huge amounts of information. Dr. Scott, let's get back to our, you know, he's off the line right now, but let's talk about Mark's wife a little bit more. There was a couple things, and those of you who'd like to ask us a question, 888-630-9625.
One of the things is that, you know, like, you gotta take a look at, he's had some structural work, or she's had some structural work done. But I think sometimes you gotta take a look at a lot of different elements here. And I think that, like, we were just starting on some of the acupuncture, points in the body. And I think when I think about acupuncture, everybody thinks about this energetic element. But a lot of times I think also about acupuncture when you stimulate, it's getting good blood flow. and looking at areas of the body. And when I look at acupuncture and I try to make it simple for people, I said, does the river run through it? And what does that mean is that does that acupuncture point run through the area of irritation? Gallbladder plays a big, big part because that's probably the one meridian that runs and crosses back and forth across the top of the skull. And also strongly associated with all types of headaches from, especially, the vascular type things with migraines. So that's something to be strongly to take a look at. And hopefully they've looked at those kind of components. And I've seen that time and time again. On the medical model, there's a tendency not to look at those areas. And when we start looking at them, we find it time and time again. Tom, I think you just brought one, that came up that with somebody, not necessarily a headache on this particular element, but somebody came back with their second, toe having an irritation, and they went to the podiatrist and they went to the orthopedic and they went to their primary and they couldn't find anything wrong with it and found out that actually we found it out that basically it's a stomach related type problem because that's where the meridian runs through.
Yeah, that part of the body, when you take a look at the feet, you know, you look at the big toe and you have liver and you have spleen, which is also the stomach.
Yeah.
And when, you know, those meridians get tight at the bottom of the foot, you have the kidney meridian. And kidney is your life force. It's your energy. And it also obviously has to relate to kidney function itself. So you take a look at where the problem is, when it occurs, and it gives you a little bit of evidence of how to follow through and actually dissect it. Because it's not about treating the symptom. This is about getting rid of the problem permanently.
Get to the cause. Yep.
So it never comes back again. And you have to do diligence to make sure that you're asking the right questions that direct you into the right treatment that ultimately results in the elimination of the problem, not the symptom. And that's how we approach all things. 888-630-9625. Let's go to the phones. Melanie, how can we help you?
Oh, hi. Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I had a question about restless leg syndrome. Specifically, I had total knee replacement about 5 weeks ago, and ever since that, from day one after surgery, I can't sleep. I'm awake all night, legs jumping all over the place. The doctor said sometimes that's a side effect of an epidural, but I don't know if you have any suggestions on, I just can't go for the rest of my life like this. So.
No, nor should you. And we're going back to, you have to look at the muscle patterns that that make up the knee and its ability to move and so forth. So you have your thigh muscle, which is the quadriceps femoris muscle. There's four muscles there. You have another mm-hmm. muscle that goes over the top from the front of your hip all the way down to the inside medial portion of your knee. It's called the sartorius muscle. It's the longest muscle in your body. You have your iliotibial band on the outside. You have the hamstrings in the back and so forth. So all of these muscles have to work in concert with each other. They have to work in a very specific motion of one firing, the other one not firing. And often what happens with any surgical procedure, the muscle itself is injured because of the surgery. I mean, surgery is not just, oh, well, let's get it done, sew it back up, and everything's cool. And then, you know, if you had a total knee replacement, mm-hmm. you know, they cut off part of the bone, they're hammering in other pieces and so forth. So now you have embedded trauma. So all of these things can trigger effects not only at the knee, but far-reaching. And because of muscle organ patterns, because of acupuncture relationships and so forth. So the first thing you have to do is find out which muscles are not firing properly, and then you fix those. If there's a decrease in levels of magnesium in the body, your muscles are going to cramp up and they're going to miscommunicate properly, particularly after surgery. That's again, an injury is a trauma, and it mm-hmm. takes certain things to do that.
I think going along with what Tom is talking about, the body has a tendency to try to protect itself. And I want to give you an example. You've had the surgery. We have some people, a lot of times when somebody comes walking in, and they'll have like a hamstring that's very, very tight. So there's a tendency to go to the hamstring and work the hamstring out. The problem is that sometimes the hamstring is doing what it's supposed to be doing. It's another muscle that actually is turned off, and the hamstring's taking up the slack and causing the cramping that's there. You've got to look at all those mechanisms all the way around to kind of bring that back onto play. You bring that, for example, in this particular case, I have quite a few people that come in, hamstring's tight. We look at some of the groin muscles and find that the groin muscles are weak. Get the balance back in, and everything starts working better.
So when you identify the inhibition, if you will, the muscles that are not firing, and you reset those properly, you move them. You know, we're talking about muscles that have nerves that go to them. Those nerves in the lower extremity, mm-hmm. I mean your legs, come from your low back. They have nutritional pathways that have to be supported. We talked a little bit about magnesium. Another one is vitamin B12 and folic acid. That has to do with fascia, the covering of all the muscles. So anytime you have a perfect storm, if you will, something is set up, you know, to go bad to begin with, and now you intervene with a trauma surgery, even though that it's doing something to try to help you out. If you don't reset all those things, that's what I'm saying. You have to look outside the box. You have to look outside the knee. What else is influencing that? It could be the foot as well. And, you know, the foot at that point is not going to be in a normal gait pattern simply because of the muscles that have influenced the knee go down. You know the old song, the craziness, the foot bone's connected, the ankle bone connected, the knee bone and so forth.
Yes.
It's very much like that. And it's an old song that we, as kids, we sang and our mother sang to us. But in this particular situation, it's very true. And if you can identify it, you can fix it. What I would suggest you is this. First of all, if you don't take magnesium, go to the health food store, buy some magnesium glycinate. It's one that works with muscles pretty easy. And take just a little bit. Take about 250 milligrams and see if that begins to help you. Maybe even 250 milligrams twice a day. The only side effect to too much magnesium is that your bowels are going to work a little quickly and you're going to have to get to the bathroom. You know, if that's the case, back it off, and it'll reset itself. B12 in the form of hydroxy. There's many different types of B12. There's cyanocobalamin, methylcobalamin, hydroxycobalamin, tetra, and so forth. So the one that's the easiest that may be offering the best would probably be the methyl form. Mm-hmm. But you want to put enough folate, which is what folic acid is converted into. You do 5 parts folate to 2 parts of B12, and keep the levels at a reasonable level, probably a couple thousand microunits of B12 and 5,000 folate, and do that maybe once a day. But if what I'm telling you to do doesn't fix it within a period of time, what am I talking about? 4 or 5 days to a week. If you don't notice a significant difference, you want it to resolve itself 100%.
Right.
Then what I do, give us a call, and it's things that we deal with every day, and it can be probably reset pretty quickly.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good information. Thanks
for calling. Let us know how we can help you. 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. My guest in studio, Dr. Scott Lamp. He's your host, your presenter, this Wednesday evening at the Rozell Center for Healing in Fairfax. And what we're going to be doing is talking about chronic headaches, things that give you an irritation other than your spouse or your partner, or your boss or something like that. That's on you to
figure
that. Or your coworker. Absolutely. And, you know, when you go into my office and I've got 26 people, that's 26 possibilities of headaches. But no, not really. Dr. Scott, let's talk about differentiating. Now, I want to go to hormonal headaches a little bit.
Right.
And, you know, many women suffer hormonal headaches, and guys do as well. But as they get older, we're seeing more because of environmental influences now, and guys are going, and, you know, we talk about women going through menopause, guys go through andropause, and it's the same thing. It's a shifting of hormones. That's all it means. And because of that, they're getting headaches. And they, you know, they get grumpy and bark and snap and so forth. And, you know, everybody points fingers at each other. But really, seriously, putting the comic side, in its proper place, what causes these hormonal shifts to come about? Why do we see hormonal headaches that actually, in many cases, are migraines?
Yeah. And I think what happens is that they control, again, this is an element of what are those things that play a part with oxygen control that has the control on how your vascular body ability to actually move blood flow back and forth. Hormones are huge in doing that. And I think when we have things like estrogen dominance, where we're exposed to things in the environment that actually from things that we're eating, foods that have a lot of the hormones in them, you got to think about the meats that are out there. The best way to kind of grow a cow or cattle or chicken fast is you put them in a hormone-based and estrogen-based. And so what happens is that does not break down fully. We eat it. We eat the cow. We eat the chicken. We also get that into our systems also. So, you know, when you have something like a pattern, again, here the history on this is like, well, I get these migraines monthly right around close to my period time. Then you start thinking, okay, is this a hormone-based thing that's happening to me? And that's a big clue for that. So that's one of the things to take a look at. So, again, the history is really, really important on those kind of elements.
And that type of situation, both with guys and women, what you're dealing with often is the inability of the liver to clear hormone. And all of us, you know, have to have estrogens, progesterones, testosterones, but they have to be in a balance. And often that balance is skewed if the liver's not clearing what as it's supposed to clear. It deals with drugs, it deals with hormones, it deals with a lot of things. So if you're eating junk on a regular basis, if you're exposed to an environment that's toxic on a regular basis, all of those things are going to clog the liver and subsequently your hormone interaction. And then not to mention the nerves that come from the central nervous system, brain, spinal cord. Then right. You have the periphery that goes out to these organs. If that neurological signaling isn't right, that organ system doesn't have a snowball's chance in Hades to be able to turn itself around.
And one of the things, another organ system to take a look at is like large intestine here, because what happens is like the liver is trying to handle it. It has to make hormones, has to break them down. It gets stagnant. It's backed up. But what happens if you have, like, say, constipation? Then one of the ways that the large intestine does it absorbs water, but it also absorbs hormones. And so if you don't have a good transient time, that's going to go back and then pollutes the liver again.
You know, and if we asked probably our entire audience out there, what's the number one, over the top, number one cause of dull daily headaches? Just kind of, you know, it's not stabbing, it's chronic, it's dull, you don't want to open your eyes, you move around a little bit, it's better, but as soon as you sit down, it gets worse. Very few people are going to be able to give us the answer, and the answer is very simple. It's water. Mm-hmm. It's called dehydration.
Right.
Most of us and most of the people listening are dehydrated, and those of you who are drinking tap water are loading up with something called halides. Those are your chlorines and your fluorides and so forth, and it's going to have a profound effect on other areas in your thyroid, and you can get that thyroid toxic headache, and you run the lab work, and your physician says, well, not a real problem here, but they didn't run everything. But that is the number one cause of headaches, period, across the board. Is dehydration. If you're drinking a cup of coffee in the morning, you're dehydrating by that much. If you're drinking black teas, you're dehydrating. If you're not getting enough water, you're dehydrating. So you have to look at those pieces. The body becomes far more toxic, going back to our liver, simply because of the lack of water within the system. And guess what you get? It's called a headache.
Yeah, and don't forget some of the medications. People are on diuretics and safe. Those type of things. So those are going to create some of those problems for you. So again, hydration is really important. And how well do we know we are hydrated? Well, we talk about half your body weight in ounces. Another way to kind of look at it is if you're urinating, and again, if you're taking B vitamins, sometimes B vitamins will change the color of your urine. But if you're away from B vitamins and you haven't taken them the first thing in the morning, you're looking at your urine. Does it look yellow? Does it have any clarity to it? If it's clear, you're drinking enough water generally.
You know, years ago, I was privileged to be asked to be on a panel to talk about nutritional applications to chronic pain. And a brilliant medical researcher and physician by the name of Dr. Russell Jaffe was the moderator on this. And it was back in the day when the Clintons were coming in. The first thing they wanted to do was universal health care. And the natural care community was trying very hard to position itself so they could get into it. You're going to get a card with a holograph on it and all your data was going to be put on it and so forth. But one of the things that were brought about in the consideration of how the body worked biochemically was this thing that we're talking about with the neurological system and how it communicates with the liver and the intestinal system, and how that intimacy, if it's ignored, begins to step up into all kinds of inflammatory reactions, and that's where the pain is coming from. And subsequently, you're going to affect multiple systems. And to ignore that, that's one little simple thing that anybody can do, and it doesn't cost you anything, is go get filtered water, clean water, put it in your body, drink enough of it, back off the pots of coffee that you drink every day, start shifting your dietary patterns just a little bit, and guess what you get? Headache-free living. It's amazing. Most of them can be eliminated that way. And then we've talked about so many things today, from magnesium and B12 and structural headaches and your foot being dropped. And these things can be fixed. You don't need to live with headaches. It's something that can be eliminated. And this Wednesday evening, you're going to have an opportunity to really hear from one of the most intuitive people that I've had the pleasure in my 43 years of clinical practice. You know, to listen and to walk home with tons of data, all you got to do is go to rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com. And scroll down. You'll see chronic headaches. Hit the button. It says register now. and we'd love to have you as our guest. This is our first in-house continuing education program for the year. We do them for you. We do them to educate you so you have the information, and in many cases, much smarter than your physicians. We're coming up to a break, and we have to acknowledge some people who bring you Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, as you do from this point forward for the rest of the month, at 12 o'clock high noon on Sundays until February the 2nd, and then you're going to be listening at 11 o'clock because we're going to be there permanently so we avoid being bumped for Redskin season. So join us. I promise you, you'll learn more than you thought possible, and this coming Wednesday evening, you're going to join Dr. Scott Lamp at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. He's going to be talking about chronic headaches and what happens when you don't understand the mechanism, the tons of medication you're taking, the injections that you're going through, the I don't know from your physicians, let's try this type of scenario. So instead of trying, why don't you find out what really can be done permanently to resolve the condition? Go to RozelleCare.com and go halfway down, push the button. It says register here, and we will see you this Wednesday evening, and we'll teach you what you need to know about headaches. You know, when you consider that 90% of the population suffers from headaches, this is something that you really need to gather as much data so you're not stuck with medications. You know, you say, well, I'm taking my Excedrin, migraine, headache, whatever it is. You're taking an EDSED, a nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory, the Advils, and so forth and so on. What happens when you're taking that stuff? Well, they have damage. You know, Tylenol of any sort, in any form, acetaminophen, has as its number one problem liver damage. And it also affects the kidney. So are you willing to risk that over a period of time and then see your kidneys begin to have damage? Or do you really want to know how to get these things fixed? Well, here's your opportunity. Dr. Scott, we got a few minutes left. Let's talk about what you're going to be doing this Wednesday evening.
Well, we're going to talk about what the causes are, where these things are coming from. We're going to talk about solutions for those. We'll touch on some things from essential oils to herbs to structural things and needs the body needs to have. We'll talk about a little bit about ergonomics and what we do in positions of our bodies. We also have a couple points that I have that you can learn to work and rub out. There's some things that you can actually do for yourself. So there's some self-help items you're going to get there. You're going to learn about what kind of headaches you might be having, what if it's a structural, chemical, emotional, or all combination of all three. And it's going to be a very positive aspect. We'll talk about certain things. There's even CoQ10, we're not going to get into that right now, but what's the benefit of that? And that's an extreme importance for dealing with these type of headaches.
You know, we were talking about that earlier. Coenzyme Q10 is something that is incredibly important for brain function and heart function. And we do know when that deficiency takes place, there's a lot of things that don't work right in the body. And Dr. Scott's going to tell you another application, and that's exciting. So you're going to learn something that most people have no clue about when it comes to that utilization. You know, Dr. Scott, I want to get into, I've got a couple minutes before we have to sign off. And mm-hmm. What I'd like to get into is with any kind of headache, you know, we're a society that goes into grabbing something to dull the symptomatic irritation. Headaches, more than any other form of pain pattern that is chronic, that doesn't go away, leads to significant addictions to medications.
Exactly.
And one of them that we're dealing with across the board in today's world is opioids.
Right.
How many people really, you know, need an opioid for a headache on any level whatsoever?
Really don't.
They don't at all.
No.
You know, and that's the sad thing. I was reading an article the other day, and it was about two women, and one of them died because of opioid overdose. And she couldn't stand the pain. She couldn't stand the pain. She couldn't stand the pain. And so she said, well, a little bit is better. You know, more works even more profoundly.
Mm-hmm.
And I read through the article, and I got the history on this woman, and it was the headaches had started from a fall where she hit the back of her head.
Mm-hmm.
And the injury, the cut, the blow to the head was gone, but nobody was able to resolve the head pain that she was getting. The sharp, searing, stabbing head pain would not go away. So they put her on gabapentin, and they put her on an anti-inflammatory. And the pain still was not resolvable. It would give it a little bit of relief, but not a lot. And her, the physician told her, listen, this is temporary. We got to figure out what's going on. But what she did is she not only doubled up the dosage, but she increased the frequency. Right. Yeah, she killed herself unknowingly, unwittingly. But this is what happens in our society when there's so many other things that can be done.
There's another element, too, here, suicidal thoughts in some of these people.
That's right.
They get to a point where I think sometimes some migraine, they're saying that some certain types of migraines have a 55% of their suicidal thoughts, not doing the suicide, but the thought of it.
It's an important consideration, and it's one that I really encourage you just to get the data, the information, so you can help yourself. You know, when you consider, again, 90% of the population is suffering from headache, it's not okay. And 50% of you are suffering from chronic headaches. It just doesn't go away. You're putting up with, you're adapting. You know, the cliche of, you know, take two aspirin and call me in the morning is where all this nonsense probably started from, my opinion. Mm-hmm. We're coming up to the end of the program. And we do Dr. Tom Rozell Live on a weekly basis and have now for several decades, trying to give you the most intimate information that we possibly can so you can help yourself. That's why we do it. Join us this Wednesday evening, and you'll have an amazing experience with Dr. Lamp. We'll see you next week. Love you all. Bye.
Take care.